guys know what time it is. It's time for us all about sex, sex, and more sex. I'm your host, Ms. V's Toy Lady, and I'm going to be all by my lonesome for the longest. But in the meantime, you know, it's me, so you know I'm going to bitch. I'm going to try to get in an hour of bitching. We're going to cut the show short until we get our new co-host in. But in the meantime, with that, I'm going to start off with a real bitch, and I'm mad as hell. Now, I know some of y'all will say, really, what can I really have something to bitch about? This is what I got to bitch about. Now, I woke up this morning, and we all know that I have things to do. How the hell do I start my fucking car and lose my goddamn car keys? I spent 20 minutes with my car running looking for my car keys. Just so you guys know, with my car keys, I have an automatic car starter, so I can start my car from anywhere. But this shit pissed me the fuck off. I was like, are you kidding me? I have done some of every damn thing, but I have never, ever lost my fucking car keys after starting my car. When I say I turned my house upside down, I turned this bitch upside down, inside out, and all the way around. There is nothing I could have done. I am, like, so fucking mad. You just don't know how mad I was about that shit. And that is not even cute when you're trying to go somewhere and I end up being late to where I was going because I couldn't find my fucking car keys. I'm just not keeping it real. That shit irked the hell out of me, and I was not happy. But I do want to let you guys know that you can join us in the chat room at Blog Talk Radio. Remember, this is the only show that you cannot call in. But I will tell you that you can. I will respond to you in the chat room. Oh, and by the way, I'm going to put this out here. We are Needs After Dark Radio looking for producers, sound engineers, co-hosts, and new talent. Now, I know y'all say, why am I putting that out there? I have to. Because we need talent on this station. We will be going on hiatus effective in about 3 weeks. Our last show will be, let me tell you what. And we're only going hiatus for, we've got three more shows. So our last Bitter Black Bitch show will be the 29th. Our last On the Air show will be on the 1st of July. And then we will be off until... hell, we won't be back until August, and we're going to probably take about 6 weeks. So we might not come back on until September. We'll really see. But as of right now, it looks like we won't be back on. Okay, I'm looking at July. So we wouldn't be back on until August 3rd. So we would be taking a whole month off. Like I said, we're still looking at it. We know we're taking at least 1 month. The minimum is 1 month. We may take two and wait until August to come back. I mean, September to come back, because looking at this, if we do, we might wait until the middle of August. It really just depends on how our new talent and everything goes. We'll be, if we get our new sound engineer and our new producers in, we may come back earlier in August, but definitely we'll definitely be back no later than the last week in August, first week in September, because we'll be going on hiatus again in October, and we'll probably be moving some shows around. So stay tuned. You know, Bitter Black Bitch has really, really been doing it good for us, and we want to continue with this. Oh, my God. I really haven't had, you know, how... Normally, I have all kind of shit to bitch about, and I'm like, oh, I'm mad as hell and all this. I really have had a pretty mellow week. I just can't even imagine anything else. I say it, but I definitely am having a great week, and what I'm doing is ensuring that while having my great week that I – just keep everything going. I know that some people want me to be bitching and mad, and I definitely will have dear white people. Let's keep that real, because we all know that I cannot not be a bitch. I'm multitasking, if you guys don't know, and this is probably my biggest drawback, is that I multitask throughout a lot of the shows. But you guys, I take it back, I do have a major bitch. I have a bitch about people who, I went to a book signing this week, and we all know I want to talk about my favorite author, Zane, and she did a fabulous job, so I'm not bitching about Zane. But I will say that sometimes there's a respect factor that goes on for some of the things, and there are some things that I noticed that I consider disrespectful, and I'm very open. I'm sexually liberated. I don't think there's too much that I will not do. I really keep myself real about a lot of things, because I don't think that you should be uptight and stuffy about things. But there was a dick riding contest, and I will tell you that maybe I just think about other people's feelings. I guess that's the best way to put it. But what I will say is that it's really, really hard for me to watch people be, I would call it, disrespectful. And I think that one of the things that a lot of times people don't think about is social media is a bitch. And I can tell you one thing, that it is some things I will not do because of social media. And I think that people have to remember that just because it's an adult environment does not mean that you should be putting everything out there. Because, like, I had my camera phone going, and I had it going good. And Zane is a public personality, and what she says, she knows what's going on social media. This is how this woman makes her money, and I'm not upset at her. But there are other people who I'm sure you don't always anticipate the things that will be on social media. And you think that what you're doing is fun and harmless. And when it comes back and bites you, then you don't know how to react to it. And I'm saying this because I am a public figure, and I know that the things I do, I'm not worried about what gets posted out there. I had my daughter with me. So when I do something, I already know that if I can't do it in front of my child, then I shouldn't be able to do it at all. But others don't realize that that camera phone is a powerful fucking thing. And there are things that I think that people don't consider when they do things, when they say things, when everything. All I can say is that the biggest thing I saw, and like I said, I'm not bitching, I'm just saying, I will watch what I do. And I just say that because it's like, damn, when do you really get some decorum? And I know everybody said, Ms. V, me talking about decorum, yes, I'm talking about decorum. I think that it's sad when you go to an event such as Zane's, and for one, you're passing judgment. Two, you're not thinking about the consequences. I am saying this because I have nothing to lose with some of the things that I do. A number of things I do, I have nothing to lose. It makes me money. But everybody are not in that position. And as adults, we have to fucking watch what the hell we do. And I don't understand. Like I said, this week I'm on a mellow mode. And when I say that, I'm not going to sit here and try to sugarcoat anything or say I'm better than anybody, because I don't. I'm not in a position to judge. I'm in a position to say that, I guess, I watch what I do, and I just don't know how to, you know, describe it. I know that maybe I'm too mellow this week. I'm going through some things that only the real people can understand. And when I say real people, I'm just in a very mellow mood. I'm not in a bitchy mood this week, and I'm okay with not being in a bitchy mood. And I say that because I think that I don't always have to bitch. I don't always have to wonder. I don't always have to say, damn. You know, I think that I should be able to, you know, just do certain things. I think I should be able to have a mellow week, and this is the mellow black bitch week. I'm not going to be bitter black bitch this week. I don't have anything to be bitter about, and I love that I don't have anything to be bitter about. You know, that's the one thing that I say, and I appreciate that I'm having a very mellow week, and I'm enjoying it to the utmost. So when everybody wants to have me, oh, you bitter and everything else, I'm just not there this week. I'm not there. And when I say I'm not there, I'm not. I can get there, but I'm not there. And I'm not going to get there this week. I had a conversation, and I think that this is a conversation that a lot of times people forget to have conversations with their friends. And sometimes we forget who our friends are. Sometimes we don't always know who our friends are. You know, so I always tell people, if you know who your friends are, then you're good. If you don't, you better learn who they are. I am learning. I'm learning more and more and more. Oh, wow. I guess with me being so mellow this week, I have a headache. I can tell you I hate I really, really can't stand when I have a headache. I think the worst thing in the world is having a headache. So, God, I have such a bad headache, I'm getting mad. I'm actually getting mad while this show is gone, only because my head is really starting to fucking hurt, and I haven't had this happen in quite a while, you know. And some people would say, oh, well, now you're becoming a big black bitch. No, I'm becoming a fucking hair-hurting black bitch, and that's probably worse than anything around, because it ain't nothing worse than having your hair hurting and be trying to do a show and you want to fucking scream. Because I want to scream because my hair fucking hurts. And on and on and on and yada, yada, yada. Oh, my God. My head. Oh, shit. So, yeah. This is getting kind of crazy because the longer I'm sitting here, the more my head is starting to hurt. The more my head is starting to hurt, the more I'm getting irritated. So, like, damn. So at the end of the day, I'm like, damn, 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 and more damn. And I'm going to tell you something else I'm a bitch about. You know, they have all these fucking groups on Yahoo, and some of these groups, you'll join them. And ain't shit worse than going in a group, and then you can't post shit. So the person who got set up the group, they really were only, they could post shit. And they posting shit that you're like, what the fuck? Why? Why am I part of this group if all I'm seeing is the shit that you want me to see and nothing else? So I'm going to put this shit out there. If you got a fucking group and all you want is what everybody else is to see what you're saying, you might as just post this on your Facebook page. Because, see, I don't go on groups like that. I actually have started pulling out of groups for the simple fact that it don't make no sense to me to be a member of a fucking group that I can't say shit in. Oh, you want me my response? Let's get some shit cleared. If you got a fucking group and can't nobody say shit but you, then you just selling yourself short. Because it's like, I'm looking at this one group, I won't even say, like, they posted smash or pass, you know, or some shit. And it's like, really? Ain't nobody trying to see no shit like that. So I'm like, I'm not going to respond. I'm going to, like, kind of not look at this shit. And that's probably, and then somebody probably put me in this group because I know I didn't join this group. So I don't know why somebody would put me in that group. But they'll find out. I'll start from one of my damn business in it because I really don't care. And I'm being honest. I don't care about a lot of shit. And I know that people say, well, people don't care about what you guys say. Yeah, but I really ain't trying to do a whole lot other than make money, make people happy, and spread me around. And when I say spread me around, I'm just talking about keeping it real. Now, some people will be like, bullshit. Some people will be like, whatever. All the way around. Because that's what people do. So, this is like some straight up bullshit again. But they got all, like, this group got, like, 10,000 fucking members. But, you can't post shit in it. So, what's the point? And they haven't posted anything, so don't understand. Why? You know, just really kind of some bullshit. That's the way I look at it. That's some straight up bullshit. And it's just the way it is. I mean, this is one of those blase nights, blase fucking day, blase fucking world, just blase, blase, blase. You know, I might end this early because I really, when they say that I don't have anything to bitch about, this is a rarity for me, and I'm always trying to keep things real. Like right now, I'm working while I'm talking to you guys because that's what I do. I'm always working. This is what I do. I don't think I understand how not to work. Oh, Lord. I think I might need to come out one of these groups. Yeah. This is not a group I need to be in. This is, somebody put me in this group, and they know I do not need to be in that group. We won't even say what group it is, but it's a group that, I'll probably say, yeah, Miss V, that probably shouldn't put you. Now, they could have put me as me in there, but not me as Miss V. I'm just saying. Because there are some things y'all really don't want me as me in there. And I'm just keeping it real. And for anybody who don't know what I mean, when I say me as me, the real me is what I'm talking about. Not me, Miss V. So I just kind of like, really, are we going to sit here and do this? But if you guys follow me on Facebook, I have the business pages. So that's always one of those things that you guys always could keep in touch and follow to see what's going on. Because a lot of times, So I always try to keep everything real and follow everything that I'm doing. You guys can follow me on Twitter. God, I sound like a boring record. Oh, my goodness. So we're not going to sit here. I'm not going to bore you guys because I'm just like, oh, my God, what the hell? So that I don't look like I'm just, I know somebody probably thinks that I'm just like weird right now, but I'm just like, are you kidding me? I'm looking at some of this stuff. I left a lot of groups a few weeks ago. And a lot of times when I leave a group, I leave it because for various reasons. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. I'll leave groups for various reasons. And I will leave because maybe it's not the group for me to be in. I will I keep things really real. And I always tell people when I do stuff like that, it's something that I do. So, some of these groups want to approve what you're posting. I'm cool with that because people will be spamming the hell out of some of these groups. And that I do know. God, am I going to make it an hour, you guys? Let's see how long it takes because we already know that I get bored easy. And that is the one thing that I will say, you know, and just keeping it real. You know, I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat stuff or say that I'm the shit or anything else. What I will say is that I have a very low tolerance level for bullshit. I have a low tolerance level for a lot of shit. But I have a low tolerance level for my boredom. And when I say I get bored easy, like I'm going through a boredom phase, I guess that's something I could bitch about because ain't nothing worse than being bored. When I say ain't shit worse than being bored, when you are so bored that you, like, want to accept somebody, so you'd be like, okay, this shit is boring. That's where I'm at now. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm fucking bored. And I don't get bored too easy. You know, I say it because I know me. I know how I am. I just don't get like that, but I'm in one of these moods. That's how I feel. It doesn't mean that I don't care. It just means I get bored. So what I'm trying to do now is make it an hour because I am going to end this at the hour mark. I am going to do Dear White People. I think I got a pretty good Dear White People. I know the people that say, I always have a good Dear White People. So I'm not going to say that I don't because I do have a damn good Dear White People. And I will keep it real, you know, along with me having a damn good Dear White People. I got a damn good Dear People, period. Because you motherfuckers be doing some crazy shit. Oh, my God. But, I hate being mellow.
I'm going to have to trust someone else, though. I'm going to tell you, like, my daughter caught me because she had a migraine. And I don't care what nobody said. I think that certain things can be passed along. I'm going to be honest. I think migraines are one of them. Because my daughter just left my home not too long ago. I didn't have a fucking headache. But I can tell you right now, bitch has a headache. H-E-A-D-A-C-H-E-E. Yeah, I said a headache. And it's not a good feeling. Because I want to slap a bitch. And I know y'all say, really? Yeah, I really want to slap a bitch. I want to slap a bitch bad. I want to slap a bitch because my head hurt. I want to slap a bitch because I'm on my way home. I live off of a main street. And when I came home, I noticed that there were the police blocking the street. Well, that's not so bad except one thing. When the police are blocking the street when I'm trying to come home, that means that they might think that my bitch ass is going to literally go around. Wrong answer. I had this thing about going around places that I don't want to go around. So I followed suit. I know they said people dropped off a damn building when I jumped out too. You know what? If the bitch was a nice one, I might. You know, but actually, no, I wouldn't. But what I will tell you is that the police were telling us to go down this one street. And I'm like, that takes me a mile. Literally, it would take me a mile from my house. I literally live two blocks from where this accident was. I was not about to go a mile from my fucking house just because the police told me to go around. First of all, the dumbass got into the damn accident. I don't know who got into an accident. I couldn't see. Really wasn't looking. I'm not that type of person. I don't get off on trying to see car accidents and stuff. I never have. I have never been that person. You know, some people be like, oh, yeah, I saw this accident or whatever. I ain't that person. I'm not that person at all. And I say that because other people, this is what they do, this is their thrill. I'm not that girl. I don't care. I really, 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 really don't care to see misery. You know, there's a saying that says misery loves company. Well, I'm not the one who's getting ready to go join the company. I don't want to see an accident. I don't think that looking at an accident will make me happy. I don't think that looking at an accident will give me something to talk about. I just don't. So with me feeling that way, I have a hard time being a gawker. I have a hard time looking to see if someone got hurt or if they died because I don't want to see that. I don't want to see pain. I feel other people's pain. So it's something that I don't want to see. And I think that motherfuckers who take the time to be trying to look at an accident and see what happened, you some sick-ass motherfuckers. I'm just going to say that. Y'all sick. You know, unless someone told you that your family member or somebody was involved in this and that you were trying to get to them because they may have been hurt, what is the real reason other than if you're a doctor or a nurse for you trying to see some damn accident? I mean, for one, you're going to get in the fucking way. Like I said, unless you're a doctor or a nurse and you're there to provide medical treatment to assist these people, all you're doing is you're just another motherfucker getting in the way. You're not helping the situation. And I really get irked when I see stuff like that because people don't want to pull over fucking ambulance. I live on a main fucking street. We're off of a main street. And it's a very busy street. You guys have heard during this show at different times the ambulance coming through and the different things. And I see fire trucks, I see them on a regular basis. And I will tell you, noticing stuff like this and seeing it and the lack of fucking consideration that people have for fire trucks, ambulances, is horrible. You know, there's nothing worse than fucking driving. I mean, we were literally driving down the street one day. And me and my daughter, we were in the car, and I saw the ambulance, so I pulled over. I had a motherfucking damn run into the back of me because they didn't want to stop for the fucking ambulance. Now, that's some straight-up bullshit. And when I said some straight-up bullshit, we were actually going to get gas. And I cannot understand why anyone would sit there and go so far as to not pull over for an ambulance. Who does that shit? I mean, to me, not only is that selfish, put yourself in the position of the person who needs that ambulance, that fire truck. Would you want somebody trying to outrun them or whatever when your life was the one that was on the line or trying to be saved? And I think until people, you know, realize that this could be you, you know, quit looking at the mean, you know, quit looking at, I got to get here, I got to get there. And start looking at the fact that that could be fucking you. And they're trying to come save your life. And instead of saying, I need my life saved, you're looking at what you're trying to fucking do. You done lost your motherfucking mind. Pull over for the goddamn people and just let it be done. Let it be done. I just don't understand. I don't understand why people have to do this. Why can't you just pull the fuck over? It's a fire truck. It's an ambulance. It's a police car. Why? What's so hard? What's so hard about pulling the hell over that you can't do it? Really? I don't understand. Therefore, you trucking asses need to learn how to pull your goddamn car over and quit getting in everybody's fucking way because it could be you. That's all I'm going to say. It could be you. And when you sit there and don't look at it, it could be you, and just think about where you got to go, you've lost the whole point of common courtesy. And I would really not want to be the individual that needed help and it didn't get there in time because of your selfishness. I'm just saying. Maybe you don't see it that way. Maybe you don't care. But I'd say that. And I'm going to stick by it. I think that it's horrible. I'm not going to discuss the NBA Finals. I'm happy right now, but I will not discuss them. and we'll leave it at that. What I will say is that somebody, anybody, go out and take care of some of this shit. You know, I'm looking at Donald Trump, and he is a miserable creature. And I'm not even going to elaborate on it. I'm so bored tonight, you know, and the sad part is that when I say I'm so bored, I haven't been this bored in quite a while. So we got to do something about my boredom. And I know some people will say, oh, well, you'll get over your boredom. Yeah, I get over it, but I'm bored. I'm real fucking bored. And when I say I'm real fucking bored, I haven't been this bored in so long that I'm trying my best. We're going to make it to fucking 8 o'clock. I don't know how we're going to make it, but you know what? I know how we're going to make it because we're going to do something that I very seldom do on this show. We're going to, no, we're not, because we're going to do, we'll go with, no. I don't like this. I got to get a new producer because he knows this damn switchboard better than me. And I miss not having a producer on Wednesday night. That's what keeps me going. I miss not having anyone to talk to. You know, it's okay for some shows, but, you know, it's always good to have that feedback, and I don't think that a lot of times people realize it's good to have that feedback. Can I do it by myself? Did it by myself when we started. Did it for over a year. It's not fun. And I say that because, you know, especially Bitter Black Bitch is where you guys get to hear me bitch. And when I don't have shit to bitch about, that's when it's bold. Is messed up. I mean, I had a good weekend. I guess the biggest thing that I'm bitching about is that it won't rain here. You know, I guess people will say, why am I wishing for rain? I'm wishing for rain because I want my fucking grass to grow. That's why. No rain means no grass growing. No grass growing means I have a bald-headed lawn. I need grass. So, yeah, I'm bored. I'm bored and I want rain. So I don't know how we take care of that. Somebody will probably help me though. But that's what I want. I want rain. And I'm going to probably be bitching about it for a while. Let's see. I'm tired. That's one thing I can't bitch about. Not getting enough fucking sleep. I'm like a bored, tired bitch. So instead of being a bitter black bitch, I'm a bored, tired bitch. And I guess that's worse because, see, if I put my head down, I can go to sleep during this fucking show. And that's not good because we've got three more shows up this weekend. We've got a month. We've got 3 weeks before we go on hiatus. So we got to make it through these next 3 weeks. And I promise you guys we're going to make it. I will be thoroughly entertained. I will be having fun. I mean, this is what we do. So, oh, I'm so tired and I'm so bored. Okay, that's what I get to bitch about. Being fucking tired and bored. Do you know how tired and boring this shit is? Ain't nothing worse than being tired and bored. Now, that shit is more fucked up. Because when you're tired is one thing, but tired and bored, not good. Not good at all. Because I think this can make a bitch crazy. Ain't no think I know it can make a bitch crazy because it's making me crazy. It's making me that shit crazy. And I know y'all say that shit, yeah, I said that fucking shit crazy. That's how fucking damn bored I am. And it's not fun. It is not fun at all being this goddamn bored. It's not fun being bored and tired. It's not fun at all. You know, and like I said, I got a damn good deal, white people, because I'm in one of those moods. And I had one of my girlfriends on the phone with me earlier, and we talk about some of everything. But I'm going to tell you, Dear White People is going to be good for you guys, and it will actually end the show after Dear White People because that's how we do it. And maybe I should only did an hour, so we'll probably be cutting Bitter Black Bitch down from 2 hours to 1 hour and do the quickest hour of me bitching, and we'll increase it back to 2 hours after we come back off a hiatus. And that way, I won't bore you guys, and I'll be able to make it through. And some people will say, how am I going to manage to do that? Easy. I just did. And I'll actually, you know, be able to get an hour in. Because some shows I need to go 2 hours. I mean, don't get me wrong, I like being with y'all for 2 hours. I like being with y'all for 2 hours when I got 2 hours of talk. But I only got an hour of talk. That shit ain't good because it's hard. I'll be, like, stalking the clock, and I'll be like, when the hell is it going to end? And what are we going to do? But then you got shows like Ashton City Sports that comes on Thursday nights where we go to the hour, and we be like, damn, that hour is gone already? So damned if you do and damned if you don't. Or, like, it's all about sex, more sex on Friday where sometimes you get through 2 hours good, sometimes we be struggling. You never know on that show. But what I will say is that until we can get our full staff back up, we will be cutting this show down to 1 hour because that's what we do, and we don't want to lose you. And I think the quickest way to lose you is to bore you because you damn sure don't want to hear me bitch for an hour about being bored or saying how I don't have shit to say or how I wish I had something to say or how fabulous I am. Because there's nothing wrong with being fabulous, but I love being fabulous, but y'all don't tune in to hear fabulous. You tune in to hear the bitter black bitch. And I am just not bitter this week. I don't feel bad for not being bitter, but I'm just not bitter. And like I said, that makes it hard on you guys because then my brain is scrambling because we have a platform that we have set up. But, you know, where we normally take the top of the hour and we go into the next hour with Dear White People, what we'll do is we will end the show with Dear White People and we'll holler at you next week. But we're going to make sure we give you at least an hour where I will always promise to never sell you short of an hour. And I say that because it's not fair to you, our listeners. It's not fair to anybody for us to not give you what you tune in for. My personal problem shouldn't interfere with your listening pleasure. I know. Y'all was like, did she just do a commercial? Yeah. But like I said, I'm not bitter this week. And that's one of those rarities. I'm at peace. And if you don't know what it's like to be at peace, you should try it sometimes. I mean, it's a beautiful feeling. Believe me, I know it's not going to last long. I would love for it to last long, but it's not. But what I could tell you is that I'm going to enjoy it while it's here, because the things I have to fuss about really are worth me fussing about, like lack of water pressure, lack of other things. Yeah, I got plenty to bitch about. So believe me, I'm not going to be without some things, but I will be in a position to say that I'm not as happy as I would like to be. But I'm not bitchy. So what, I got 15 minutes to bitch for y'all? I know you. This is when you know that I'm bored when I say, I know y'all say, because I started talking about myself in third person. So I got 15 minutes. Do I have a bitchy song? You know, and see, you always got to have a bitchy song to go with the bitch. And that's why, you know, we do certain things on this show. That's why we have a producer also. Because one thing with any good show, a good show is a lot of times only as good as the person running that board, which is the producer. And put the word out, people. We need a new producer. You know, I'm just going to say it. You know, we ain't going to sit here and sugarcoat it. And, you know, no, James has not been fired. James is still here. James has other things going on Wednesday nights. So if you guys have been seeing the tweets and everything, we've been putting it out there that, you know, we're looking for new talent. You know, we've been saying for the longest we were looking for someone to come in as the new host of Bitter Black Bitch. You know, we're not going to sit there. You know, I'm supposed to be like back in the sidelines. We have had people inquire us to new shows, you know, and we're definitely going to enjoy having our new shows on. I think we'll probably get at least one, maybe two new shows. After our hiatus, oh my God, my eyes just started hurting. Now I'm going to be a miserable bitch, which ain't going to be cute. That's worse than being a bitter black bitch. A miserable bitch is a hurt bitch. If y'all ain't never dealt with that, this is not a good feeling. This is a horrible ass fucking feeling. One of the worst feelings I've had in quite a while. This ain't fun. Yes, I said ain't. If there is no other way to say it, I can't say this ain't fun. This shit hurts. It's driving me nuts. My face hurts now. But I don't want to scream yet. I think this is a sinus headache coming on, which is really not good. Oh. Let's see. What is it going to take for me to scream? You know, these are the things that I be doing. Like, I'm like, what am I going to do? 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 This is what I could bitch about. I could bitch about being bored. I could bitch about what I call being a weekend widow. And if you guys don't know what a weekend widow is, it's when your mate travels on the weekend and you don't see them. It's almost like during the summer I become like the other woman. And I am the other woman in the summer. I take second string to my fiance's job. So every weekend I'm like, dude, renovations for my house are like really going big time because he's not here to tell me no. That's a dangerous thing for him right now. Because him not being here to tell me no, which means I get to go do what the hell I want. And if y'all don't know me and ain't never seen what I do when I have free reign to go do what the hell I want, y'all better ask somebody. Because, baby, all I can say is that he would rather be telling me no than to have me doing some of the things I do. For the simple fact that he knows that when I get into this mood where I'm like, fuck it, I'm just going to do this, I'm just going to do that, he knows it ain't a damn thing that he could do other than be like, damn, here this bitch go again. And when I say he's not calling me a bitch, it's just that he knows that at this point of when he's gone, all I need is a checkbook or a credit card, and heaven help what I want to do. And that's why he is quick to tell me, don't spend money on this, don't spend money on that, don't get too happy with this, don't get too happy with that, because he knows that's what I'm going to do. He knows that I'm going to go and I'm going to, there's a checkbook, something with my name on it, and there's a credit card that's saying, come use me. And while that credit card is saying, come use me, I'm like, yes, I hear you. I'm coming. What do you need me to do? You know, and I just hear it, I'm calling me. Therefore, I'm going to be a widow this weekend, and I'm going to probably be in a lot of fucking trouble. I'm just saying. Some people might not see it that way. I see it that way. I know I'm going to be in trouble. Because it's not even Friday yet, and I'm thinking about how to do things this weekend. I'm just saying. Some people might not see that. I do. I see that there's some things that need to be done, and I want them done. Which means they're going to get done. So, what will it take for me to scream? What will it take for me to do anything? It's not going to take a whole lot, though. Oh, my watch just slowed down. Now, for anybody who don't know what I be doing, I watch the clock on you guys because I know that I have to do certain things. And I know that if I don't keep it real with you guys won't keep it real with me. So, like, my watch just slowed down. So I have to find out why this bad boy keeps going out. So it's going to have another 3 days where it's going to be sitting in a position that it wants to be in, which is probably some crazy position, like under a light post or something. But it's going to be sitting, getting a lot of light this weekend, and hopefully it'll get fully recharged. I have one of those Citizen Eco watches. Damn thing that's not like me. It lost its charge and it don't want to come back. Oh, excuse me. Oh my goodness. So, let's see. I owe you guys 10 minutes of bitching that I don't have. I am not to be a crazy bitch because I'm in crazy bitch mode versus bitter black bitch mode. And what else? Let's see. Tired bitch, sleepy bitch, allergy bitch, nose itching bitch. What other kind of bitch is it? Crazy bitch, wild bitch, loud bitch, dumb bitch. You know, I got the bitches covered. I know y'all like, really? Yes, I said I got all the bitches covered. Right now, I got a few other bitches covered too. And going to cover some more. And thinking about how I'm going to cover them. And I got some pretty good ideas going on. I think that I'm perfecting how to be a bitch. And I think I'm, I I'm learning how to be a better bitter black bitch. Wow. Now that's a mouthful. And when I said that was just a mouthful, I just came up with that. So yeah, that was a mouthful for me to say. And I'm getting tongue tied and I don't know why. I don't normally get tongue tied. I'm not normally at a per se loss for words, because that's just not me. I have other things to do aside from being lost for words. I can go cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. I do a lot of things. Lost for words is not really one of them, unless something really, really has astound me. And things do astound me, but they haven't done that lately. Nothing has made me say, that's astonishing. And it's just the way it is. Nothing has made me scream. Nothing has given me that wow factor. Nothing has just made me say, damn. Oh, is it time for Dear White People? No, it's not. Oh, I'm bored. I know y'all said, she said she bored one more time. One more time. We're going to do something about that. My question is, what are y'all going to do about me being bored? I don't know what to do. I know what to do when I'm sick. I know what to do when I'm tired. I don't know what to do when I'm bored. I very seldom get, like, really bored. I can talk normally all day long. Not trying to be funny. I very seldom get tired of the sound of my voice. I very seldom not like things. That's just me. Best way to put it is that to be bored with me would be to be bored with a lot of other things. And I just don't think that I should have to be bored. It's not something that I'm accustomed to. So it is strange to me. It's very fucking strange for me to be bored, and it's more so strange for me to be bored on the fucking Bitter Black Bitch show, because I'm not used to it. Like I said, I have many things that I normally do, and the sound of my voice is one of the things. You know, as they say, some people are joking, say, oh, that bitch love the sound of her voice. I actually do love the sound of my voice. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am that person when y'all say, oh, this motherfucker just love the sound of their voice. Yeah, that's me. I do. I love the way the sound of my voice is, because it's a fabulous fucking voice. But now I'm fucking bored with my goddamn voice. So that's when you have a problem, when you get bored with your own voice. You do things. You do things not to be bored with. You definitely do things so that you don't do shit like I did this morning, like losing my fucking keys. And all the other craziness that goes with my nonsense, those are the things that you try to avoid doing. And it takes a lot for me to get bored. Like I said, I just don't. It's not one of the things I do. It's not something that, you know, I even thrive on. It just doesn't happen. You know, and I'll be honest, it's new for me. I'm not used to this. This is, like, really weird. And I know I'm hearing somebody out there is saying, did she say this is weird? Yeah, it's weird. It's really weird because it doesn't normally happen. I know that someone out there really loves the sound of their own voice and gets off on that. I am not the individual. I'm keeping it very fucking real. I'm not that individual. I don't get off on the sound of my voice. I don't think anybody else gets off on the sound of my voice. I don't think that people want to hear me 24/7, nor 24 minutes, nor 24 hours. So, it's just how it is. And I don't know what to say. That I don't know what to say, because I really don't. You know, I'm not gonna say I have all the answers, because I don't. I wish I did. It would be nice if I did, but I don't. It would be nice to do a whole lot of different things. So, what should I do? I guess I should look to see if the chat room is dead. Oh, chat room is dead. Let's see. Who's going to make me not be bored tonight? Or what's going to make me not be bored? And I think that's probably one of the best things to be able to say, what's going to make me not be bored? Because that's one of those things that only you can help. How you handle your situations and how you handle what goes on with you. And I will be honest. I have never really been in a situation where I was like this. As strange as it may seem, I can't tell you the last time that I was bored. It's something that doesn't happen too often. Not to me. But, you know, I promise you guys I was going to give you an hour. And I'm giving you guys your hour. And then I'm a bitch, because that's what I do good. That's the one thing I can say. I got this. Now, I do have being a bitch down. Don't ask me how I got that down pat, but I got that down pat. And I could be a good bitter black bitch. I haven't gotten bored down pat. I haven't gotten a lot of things down pat, but being a bitch, I have managed to get down. Now, that's something that I wasn't trying to get down, but I got it down. And I understand it. But I do have a Dear White People for you guys. And it's one that you guys probably don't want to hear. But it's going to come out because I got to say this. Dear White People, it is the 21st century. Despite what you guys might think, it really is. And with it being the 21st century, there are some things that you just cannot. You cannot talk to black people like their children. Don't know who you think you'd be talking to, but slavery was abolished quite a while ago, and you guys have got to come to realize that the quickest way to an ass whooping is treating a black person like they're idiots. Stop it. It's not cute. It's not becoming. And it definitely will get you fucked up. Now, if you don't know what that means, take a lesson from me. No one. If you don't want me to talk to you like you're a fucking idiot, don't treat me like I'm a fucking child. And definitely don't think that chastising me like I'm one of your children will get you anywhere but a good-ass cussing out, an ass-kicking, or whatever else you want to call it. Because this is a new day. And you have got to realize that you can't fucking say what the hell you want to. I don't give a shit what the world says. You can't do it. It's not cute. It's not acceptable. And, again, it will get you fucked up. Plain and simple. You know, I don't know where a lot of you have come from. I don't know where you were born. I don't know what century you think this is. But I'm going to reiterate. This is a brand new day. And the belittling factor is grounds to get you fucked up. The thinking that you can any old thing and someone won't say shit to you, it's going to get fucked up. See, having black friends doesn't give you a pass. And I've noticed that quite a few white people like to say, well, I've got many of black friends. Baby, black friends don't give you a pass. It does not prevent you from getting your ass beat. It doesn't stop anything. And if your black friends told you that it was a pass card, they lied. They seriously lied. Because, shit, that's grounds to get their asses beat, and they know that. And if nobody told you that it was grounds, I'm going to let you know now it's grounds. It's quick rounds. Quick rounds to get your ass beat. You know, nothing like getting a good fucking cussing out when someone told you that you got a pass because you had a fucking black friend. Don't know where they said that. Don't know where they got it from. But I'm going to let you know. You ain't getting no motherfucking pass. And the person who told you that dumb shit need their fucking ass beat. Because there is no excuse for you to even remotely think that you could say what the fuck you want to any goddamn black person and they will not fuck you up. I'm just saying. I'm keeping that shit really fucking real. You know, because I have yet to meet a motherfucker that I will not fuck up for saying the wrong goddamn thing to me. And I'm keeping that shit as real and as 100 as I can because I don't give passes on that shit. Not at all. So next time you want to say what the fuck you want to or think that you got a pass or you think that you could do it, understand this. Shit ain't cute. It's not acceptable. And dear white people, check yourself. It's a new day. But I promised you guys I was going to give you an hour. I gave you a fucking hour. I made it through. I'm bored as hell. I hate being fucking bored. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to tell you guys have a great evening. Make sure you guys come back tomorrow to Ask Miss B Sports with James Acevedo, the quickest hour in Internet Sports Talk Radio with your host, James Acevedo. Make sure you check back in Friday night to It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, where I am the host of that show. And we'll be talking about sex for two straight hours from 10 p.m. to midnight. In the meantime, you guys have a great evening, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Good night.